Live Updates Georgia Senate Runoff Results by Tony Lee on January 5, 2021. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates of the Georgia Senate runoff elections. Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff are trying to unseat Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Polls close at 7 p.m. Eastern. All times Eastern. 1:59 a.m., NBC Projects Warnock win. 1:50 a.m., Ossoff/Perdue issue statements. 1:20 a.m. 12:35 a.m., Warnock says he is honored by the faith Georgians have showed in him. I am going to the Senate to work for all of Georgia, he says. 12:25 a.m., Loeffler. 12:20 a.m., more Dems. Want transformative change. 12:01 a.m. 11:59 p.m., Dems. Think it's time to go big. Dems. Eyeing Texas next. 11:55 p.m., Abrams. 11:39 p.m. 11:25 p.m., Decision Desk Projects Warnock will win. 11:20 p.m. 11:10 p.m. 11:05 p.m., numbers not looking good for Republicans in DeKalb. 10:45 p.m., DeKalb CEO tells CNN there are 130K votes left in DeKalb County. 10:25 p.m., all eyes on DeKalb County. 9:59 p.m. 9:50 p.m. 9:45 p.m. 9:30 p.m. 9:25 p.m., from Boyle in Atlanta. As Fox News on televisions here in the ballroom at Grand Hyatt in Buckhead, Atlanta, show Loeffler now at 50-50 tie with Warnock, the crowd goes wild again. Thousands are packed in here with most on their feet standing watching the returns roll in. From Boyle in Atlanta, the crowd is ecstatic now as Loeffler takes her first lead of the night over Warnock. 9:20 p.m. 9:17 p.m., from Boyle in Atlanta. As Perdue takes his biggest lead of the night, at about 15K votes, the crowd goes wild and the packed ballroom now has everyone standing in front of the stage watching the results pour in. 9:05 p.m., from Boyle in Atlanta, Perdue just took the lead and the crowd went wild at HQ. Ossoff just took the lead back. 8:59 p.m., according to CNN, 90% of the current vote is early vote. Early vote is expected to be 72% of the current vote. 8:45 p.m. 8:30 p.m., Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, on stage at the Loeffler/Perdue watch party, says, "We are the red wall trying to stop socialism in this state." He also thanks the volunteers, door knockers, and donors. 8:20 p.m., Democrats still holding leads. 8:05 p.m. 7:59 p.m. 7:50 p.m. 7:45 p.m. 7:40 p.m. 7:30 p.m. 7:20 p.m., Breitbart's Matt Boyle on the ground in Georgia, citing a GOP campaign official with knowledge of the matter. In Hall County alone, there has been a massive increase in election day turnout which significantly favors Republicans. In November, there were 15,000 approximately election day voters there. This time a huge surge to approximately 23,000. At an approximately 70-30% split favoring Republicans among election day voters, that represents thousands, maybe as many as 7,000 plus extra votes for the GOP candidates this time in that one county alone as compared with November 2020. The GOP campaign source told Breitbart News that's just one county, and expect to see similar trends across the board in several others. From Boyle in Atlanta, a photo of the stage here at the Perdue and Loeffler GOP victory party. Hundreds are gathering, as are all the media in town, here. Ossoff and Warnock, the Democrat candidates, are not having any in-person election night event, meaning that all the media in town for the election are here. 7:10 p.m. 7 p.m., most polls now closed. A few precincts will be open for 40 more minutes. 6:40 p.m. 6:35 p.m. 6:15 p.m., Warnock and Ossoff doing last-minute campaigning. 6:05 p.m., Dems excited about DeKalb County. Republicans optimistic about Forsyth and Cherokee counties. 5:59 p.m., on CNN, Stacey Abrams says Democrats are on the way to a permanent Democratic majority in Georgia, which she says is now firmly a battleground state. Abrams also says Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is no hero because he is not on the side of voters even though he is defending the election he ran last November. 5:55 p.m. 5:50 p.m. Former President Barack Obama urging voters to stay in line. 5:45 p.m. Georgia exit poll, coronavirus. 68% very slash somewhat worried they or family member will contract coronavirus slash 31% not too slash not all worried. 54% have suffered severe or moderate financial hardship due to the coronavirus. 44% have suffered no financial hardship at all. 5:40 p.m. Early exit poll, majority believe containing coronavirus more important than rebuilding economy. 5:30 p.m. Early exit polls, low youth turnout. CNN exit poll, 39% Republicans, 36% Democrats, 25% Independents. Trump urging Republicans to get out the vote. Georgia Governor Kemp and Vice President Pence urging Republicans to get out the vote and defend the majority. Abrams 2022. Loeffler and Perdue, in a joint statement, say the election will very close. Early voting statistics. Black Voters Matter group trying to turn out Dem. Voters. Black Belt areas could be more important. COVID news in Georgia on runoff day. President-elect Joe Biden's closing message to Georgians: vote for Democrats to get $2,000.